don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for our fair audience, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, my congressman, our friend Mark Pocan. You know, he was 24 hours earlier than expected, but I think that's all on me. I suspect his staff probably got it right, and Crudy may have, you know, looked at the calendar wrong. I'm prone to do that on rare occasion.
Always love it when Mark comes around.
Amongst the 37% of the time where I get it wrong every time.
That's one of those times. It's got to happen once in a while.
So sorry to confuse the audience. If you'd set an alarm for tomorrow's big show, no need. We'll have other big guests or me and Dom and you on the phones at 844-967-2789. I can't tell you about tomorrow's big show. We're not done with this one yet. But Dom, I wanted to lead back a little closer to home. Bob Spindell, the false Trump elector, well, he is apparently running for chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. This is troubling news as far as I'm concerned. Molly, back at the Journal Sentinel reporting, one of the 10 Wisconsin Republicans who in 2020 posed as a presidential elector for Donald Trump, that'd be a fraudulent Trump elector, even though Joe Biden won the state's presidential election, is now running to lead the state's elections agency. Dom, what could possibly go wrong? Robert Spindell, one of the three Republican members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, is running for chairman of the panel after submitting false paperwork to Congress and the National Archives. Now, I would find that disqualifying, but what do I know? Claiming to be an elector for Trump and touring the state falsely, claiming the 2020 election was rigged.
That makes him perfect for Republicans.
Rigged, but legal. He's trying to have it both ways, Tom. It was rigged, but legal. Here's a quote from wannabe Chairman Spindell. I'm definitely, positively, absolutely running for chair of the commission. I think I'm by far the most qualified, the most knowledgeable, and would have the most support from the Republican electorate, Spindell said in an interview. Now, the commission is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, with a member of each party taking turns being chairman or chairwoman for a two-year term. Ann Jacobs, the Democratic attorney from Milwaukee, is currently leading the panel. I thought she did very ably, Dom.
I think she did as well.
Don't tell that to, a couple of people down in Racine County. The next leader will lead the commission through the November election and much of the 2024 presidential election cycle, a year eyed as a referendum by Wisconsin Republicans on the state's election system that many in the party deem to have failed in 2020. They deem it to have failed.
Crudy, among their duties, the chair of the commission certifies election results, a historically benign task now under scrutiny as large swaths of the GOP believe the 2020 election results should never have been certified. Now, let's just ask ourselves a question here and pause for a moment. What if Bob Spindell, you know, as evidenced by his fraudulent electoral signing, his fraudulent documents, how do you think he would have reacted had he been the head of this commission?
Well, throw it out and start over again.
Of course.
Let the will of the voters be done.
You cannot
have... And if that doesn't work, you know, let's do it again and see if Trump wins this time.
The guy's a fraud. I mean, you don't want a fraud at the charge at the head of the Wisconsin Election Commission. You don't. Not a Republican, not a Democrat, not a Libertarian, not a Communist. You don't want frauds. He is a fraud. I mean, that's what he did. He's proud of it.
Well, Dom, for Spindell not to be the elections chair, it's going to take an act of a heroic Dean Knutson.
Dean Knutson, who served as chairman between 2018 and 2020, could run against Spindell for the position. To be elected, Spindell or Knutson must receive at least one vote from a Democratic member of the commission during the body's meeting on Wednesday. In a separate recent interview, Spindell said he didn't know how much support he could get.
None.
He
acknowledged, none. Pardon me.
He acknowledged he may have trouble getting a Democratic vote, which he would need to get a majority. quote, I would think that maybe they would not like me to be chair, he said of the Democrats.
Yes, I would maybe not like him to be chair either, Dom. Although he said, don't call myself one of the Democrats.
He said he thought he'd do a great job, a good job at promoting the commission and showing the public the good it does at a time when Republicans who control the legislature are skeptical of the agency. For the commission itself, I think I'm the best one to be able to do what's necessary to make sure the election commission is entirely transparent. We don't get into a situation where it looks like funny stuff is being done. I mean, funny stuff. So, I mean, the fair question would be, sir, what would you have done at the last election? Funny stuff?
Well, he said, already reversed this one vote on how to deal with the nursing homes, right? It was a 6-0 vote, and the entire elections commission said, well, it's a pandemic going on. You can't follow the normal state procedure. You got to allow these people to vote absentee, maybe with the assistance of nursing home people. And then Spindell decided to flip his vote, and the other 5 commissioners, including the 2 Republicans ever since, have been on the hit list. People want him out. They want him in jail. I mean, I think the special prosecutor, you know, has been salivating like Pavlov's dog with the thought that he could throw Mark Thompson in jail. And, of course, chill good people from ever considering serving on an elections commission, leaving just the Bob Spindells of the world with the willingness to carry the torch
forward. Which is the absolute reason why we cannot possibly let them do that. Spindell said Democrats typically have let Republicans decide who will be their chairperson, and the Republicans have done the same for Democrats. He said the Democrats should face difficulties if they don't abide by that informal policy. Oh, tradition. Listen to the traditionalists.
Tell that to Merrick Garland, or perhaps right. Those that voted for Amy Coney Barrett, or, you know,
or
tell
those that voted
Fred
for
Preen.
President Biden.
Or Fred Preen over on the DNR board, the guy who vacate that guy.
He goes on to say, I'm not sure that they would want to change the precedent that you allow the other party to make the decision in terms of who the chairman is going to be. And I think it should be up to the party in charge to do it. And I would suspect that the Democrats on the commission would honor that because they'll come back up for chairmanship in 2 years. Jacobs and Mark Thompson, another Democrat on the commission, declined to say if they would vote for Spindell.
I can answer for Mark.
Did not immediately respond.
And Chairwoman Jacobs, they're not going to vote for Bob Spindell.
Hell no. Absolutely not.
I think Dean Knutson's going to have to run, right? I mean, Dean, do the right thing. Because they would probably all the Democrats would vote for Knutson. He's already been the chair. He was moderate. You know, he reasonably administered elections as they were tasked to do. I don't think that's what Bob Spindell has got in mind, Dom. He wants to
sued. He's getting sued as we speak personally for this action.
You got a problem with that?
Well, I'm just saying you don't want a fraudulent, you know, defendant in charge of the Wisconsin Election Commission.
Well, Donald Trump's too busy golfing in Mar-a-Lago to hold the position. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. All your favorite positions. From missionary to 69.
Oh, jeez.
Come back with us, 844-967-2789.
You think he's gone? He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
Ahoy.
You see?